愿大家平安。
And may peace be with all you all.
我们请来看哥林多后书。
Please refer to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第八章。
Verse 8.
哥林多后书第八章。
Chapter 8,
第九节
Verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
这里保罗提醒我们
And here Paul reminds us
说主耶稣基督的恩典
Now the grace of Lord Jesus Christ
那到底是什么
And what is that grace?
用一句话来说
And one word,
就是最后一句
and that is the last part,
叫我们成为富足
so that we might become rich.
信耶稣的好处就是要让我们成为富足
the good part about believing in Christ is that we can become rich.
但是有时候我们看到这一节就想我受洗以后到现在我的收入是一样啊
But some of you may consider, after I have been baptized, my income level is still the same.
有人甚至我受洗到现在好几次都被 lay off.
And some may even say, after I've been baptized, I've been laid off quite many times.
那这个成为富足好像没有体验到这一点。
It doesn't seem like I have experienced becoming rich in the Lord.
那到底这个成为富足是什么？
So what does it mean here when it says to become rich?
我们从三方面来看。
We can look at it from three aspects.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰第一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
请
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
这里说道成肉身，就是神成为人，主耶稣来世界。
Here it mentions that the Word became flesh, and that is Jesus Christ became flesh in the world.
那他来到人世间，要带给我们充充满满的恩典。
He came here in order to bring us full of grace and truth.
所以成为富足啊，就是要让我们生活充充满满的恩典。
And so what does it mean to be rich? It means that in our lives we'll be filled with the blessing of God.
我们今天最关心就是生活的需要。
And today we are most concerned about our daily needs.
有的人说我生活都有挂虑的，我怎么有办法去拜神呢？
Some people say, if I have daily needs I need to meet, then how can I have time to worship the Lord?
好像我先要奋斗一番，让我生活没有挂虑，我才能够拜神。
Shouldn't I spend my time earning the money so that I have no worries in my life?
这个是人的想法。
And that is the way of the human thinking.
但是还有另外一种的生活方式。
But actually, there's another way of living.
主耶稣说你要先求神的国跟神的义。
Our Lord Jesus says you must first pursue his kingdom and righteousness.
你把那个国跟义拿掉，就是要先求神。
So if you take out the kingdom and righteousness, it just means First, pursue God.
你要先追求神，然后你日用的饮食都要给你。
If you put God first in your life, then His daily needs will be provided unto you.
那我们天天都是在烦恼啊，吃什么、穿什么、喝什么，就是为生活的需要在烦恼。
And if every day we're thinking about what do we eat, what do we wear, what do we eat, then we are just thinking about daily needs.
生活的需要从哪里来？从工作来。
And where does our daily need come from? It comes from our working every day.
所以我们最忧虑的就是工作。
And so our primary concern is our work today.
特别你上了四五十岁，你差不多没有办法没有工作。
And so when you're 40 or 50, it is almost impossible for you to not have work.
因为过来你会活得很辛苦。
Because if you don't have work, you'll have a very poor retirement.
我们尽办法要把工作保住。
And so we need to think of all ways to maintain our work.
但是有时候还是保不住。
But sometimes we can still not maintain our job.
但我们在读圣经，忽然就发现有另外一个做法。
But when reading the Bible, we find that there is another way of pursuing richness.
你先求追求神。
And if you pursue God first,
那你生活的需要都给你。
Then God will provide all your daily needs.
也就是说，你的工作神会给你 神会给你工作做。
And that God will provide every work for you to do.
所以我们尽量做我们应该做的本分。
And so we will do what we are supposed to do.
那做不到的就交给神。
And whatever we cannot meet, God will meet the need for us.
你知道吗？尼布甲尼撒王是谁叫他当王？
Do you know who called King Nebuchadnezzar to be a king?
他自己不知道。
He didn't know himself.
他以为是他自己。
He thought it was he himself.
结果神告诉他是至高者在人的国中掌权。
But God told him it is the one Almighty who has placed him in that position.
要将王位给谁就给谁。
That he has the every right to give the throne seat to anyone he pleases.
所以神如果要给你工作，太简单了。
So if God wants to give you work, it is so simple.
因为一个公司的老板上面还有一个老板。
Because the boss of the company has a higher boss.
那个老板就是我们的父。
And that higher boss, it is our Father in heaven.
就是天上的神。
It is the God in heaven.
所以我们对神要有绝对的信心。
So we must have absolute faith in God.
神没有一件事情做不到。
There is nothing that God cannot accomplish.
你先追求神。
If you first pursue God,
生活的需要神都会照顾。
Then all your daily needs will be provided unto you.
那这个叫做恩典。
And this is grace.
那这个恩典所带来的就是没有重担。
And so this type of grace is without a burden.
我们来看马太福音，同样马太福音。
Let's also turn to Matthew.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
这里主耶稣说，劳苦担重担可以到我这里来。
Come to me, all who are weary and burdened.
我就让你得安息。
And I will give you rest.
这个得安息啊，是一种恩典。
And being able to rest is a blessing.
那重担越重的人，那个安息的感觉啊，越可贵。
For those who are more heavily burdened, the feeling of grace and rest is even greater.
所以，我们安息日啊，你平常很辛苦的人，安息日特别可贵。
And so, if you are usually very burdened, then Sabbath is even a greater rest for you.
我们在这里都强调安息日要安息。
We always emphasize that on Sabbath day we want to rest.
因为我们都工作很辛苦。
Because we toil so hard throughout the week.
但是我们在非洲都要强调六日你要工作。
But in Africa we actually emphasize that 6 days you must work.
为什么？
Why?
他天天都不做工啊。
Because every day they don't like to work.
所以这样安息日就不可贵了。
And then their Sabbath is not so precious to them.
六日你要劳碌工作。
You must toil for 6 days.
来供给你的生活需要。
In order to provide for your daily needs.
那安息日你就觉得很宝贵。
And then you will feel the preciousness of the Sabbath day.
所以有的人的重担是生活的需要。
And so some people's burdens are the daily needs.
有的人的重担是家庭。
And some of them are the family problems.
那每个人都有不同的担子。
Everyone has a different burden.
那这个压久了，有时候就忧郁症啊，精神就发生问题。
After these burdens press for a long time, some people develop depression.
那你没有地方去啊。
And so they have nowhere to turn.
有时候我们的重担告诉人啊，你讲太久，下一次他看到你，他就躲了。
And so if you share your burdens with another person, next time you want to talk to them, they run away from you.
因为人都不喜欢听到别人的负面。
Because people do not like to be sharing with the burdens.
大家担子都很重。
Because everyone's burdens are heavy enough.
但是主耶稣说到我这里来。
But Jesus said, come unto me.
我要让你得安息。
I will give you rest.
那主耶稣怎么让我们得安息？
And so how does Jesus Christ give us rest?
我们看二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
你心里，我心里柔和谦卑，你要负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls.
犹太人耕田是用两头牛呢。
When the Jewish people plow the field, they use 2 oxen.
那中间有一个轭是十字架的形状。
They have a yoke between the 2 oxen in the shape of a cross.
如果一头比较弱，另外一头比较强，那个强的就可以承担大部分的重量。
And so if there is a cattle that is stronger than the other cattle who is weaker, they can still help one another.
那我们在生活，这个好像在背重担。
And so in our daily life, it is as if we're carrying a burden.
我们要负主耶稣的轭。
We need to carry the yoke of Jesus Christ.
所以另外一边是主耶稣。
And so the next person next to us, our partner, is Jesus Christ himself.
我们做得到的尽量做。
And so we do whatever we can do.
做不到的主耶稣承担。
But whatever we cannot bear, the other oxen is Jesus Christ. Christ, he will help us bear it.
所以尽量做, 但是你不需要忧虑。
And so you have to do all you can, but you don't need to be anxious.
这个叫做安息。
And this is called rest.
所以30节,
And verse 30,
我的轭是容易的, 我的担是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
这个就是恩典。
And this is grace.
所以同样在上班, 不需要太忧虑。
And so when we are working in a company, we don't need to be too worried.
也不要一天, 一个礼拜做七天, 一年做360天, 真的是不需要。
So there is absolutely no need for us to work 7 days a week, 360 days a week, a year.
因为我们有神的恩典。
Because we have the grace of God.
可以得安息。
We can receive rest from Him.
这是一个很可贵给我们的恩典。
And this is a precious blessing that God promises unto us.
那在约翰福音, 我们看约翰福音。
And we turn to the book of John.
约翰福音的, 14章。
Chapter 14.
27节,
Verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
这里说, 我留下平安给你们。
Peace I leave with you.
Right, 真正的平安是主耶稣给我们。
And so the true peace comes only from Jesus Christ.
那他特别说, 我赐的平安不像世界人所赐的。
He also further emphasizes that the peace I give you is not the same kind of peace the world gives.
所以世人的平安就是没有事情发生。
And so what is the peace of the world? It is things that no troubles are happening.
身体很健康, 一切都很好, 最近很平安。
What the world defines as peace is like your health is fine, your job is fine, everything's fine.
但是主耶稣的平安不是这样。
But this is not the definition of peace according to Jesus Christ.
环境会改变。
That the environment may change.
但是我们的心境不改变。
But our heart will not change.
这个叫平安。
And this is called peace.
那什么叫做心境不改变?
And what does it mean that our heart will not change?
下面说, 你们心不要忧愁, 也不要胆怯。
It says here, your hearts do not be troubled and do not be afraid.
这个叫做平安。
And this is called peace.
我们实在有很多的忧愁。
In our life, we have many worries.
那有忧愁就没有平安。
And so if we have troubles and disturbance, we are not peace.
主耶稣说, 不要忧愁。
Jesus said, do not be anxious.
那也不要胆怯。
Do not be afraid.
为什么?
Why?
因为主与我们同在。
Because the Lord Jesus is with us.
所以我们经过的路程啊, 好像死荫的幽谷这么多的困难。
And so we may pass through the valley of shadow of death.
但是我们没有害怕。
But we will not fear.
因为神与我们同在。
Because Lord Jesus is with us every step of the way.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is called grace.
好像主耶稣。
And just like Jesus.
非常平静。
Very peaceful.
因为神跟他同在。
Because God is with him.
保罗被关到监牢里面。
And when Paul was imprisoned,
他就很好奇, 诶, 今天怎么关两个不一样?
People were surprised, who are these two people that was imprisoned?
在监牢里面唱诗祷告赞美神。
How could they sing hymns and rejoice in the prison?
因为神与他们同在。
Because God is with them.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is called grace.
这一种的平安会吸引人。
And this type of peace is very attractive to others.
它真的不一样。
It is different.
相同的环境, 但是它的表现不一样。
Under the same circumstances being shackled, yet they could feel such peace.
彼得在监牢里面,
and when Peter was in the prison,
脚牢手扣住,
and though his hands and feet was shackled,
彼得能够睡到天使拍醒他, 他就以为在做梦。
He could sleep so soundly that the angel had to wake him up by tapping him.
没有平安睡不着的。
If there was no peace, Peter would not sleep so soundly.
彼得有平安。
And Peter had peace.
没有忧愁。
And he had no worries.
没有害怕。
He had no fear.
因为神跟他同在。
Because God was with him.
所以这是何等的可贵。
And so this is so precious.
因此这个叫做富足。
And so this is called richness.
所以我们一看到信耶稣富足, 我们不要一直想说, 这个就是赚很多钱。
And so if we think of the word that we believe in Jesus will have wealth, that doesn't mean the wealth that humans define.
神所要给我们的常常是你钱买不到的。
A lot of times what God gives us, that type of richness, is something that cannot be bought with money.
那个是最可贵, 因为钱买不到。
Yet this is the most precious thing.
钱买得到就, 就是有一个价值在那里, 你有钱就有了。
Because it can't be purchased with money. If it can be purchased with money, that means there's value assigned to it.
那钱买不到, 这个才是可贵。
And because money cannot buy it, that's why it's so precious.
所以主要让我们得到富足。
And so when God wants to give us richness,
富足的平安。
The richness and peace.
好, 我们再来看 15章, 约翰福音 15章,
John chapter 15,
11节,
verse 11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
这里说我要叫我的喜乐存在你心里。
Here says my joy shall be in you.
它前面是主耶稣的平安，这里是主耶稣的喜乐。
Before it was the peace of Jesus Christ and now is the joy of Jesus Christ.
那要存在你的心里。
And this joy will be in you.
那你的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be complete.
百分之百的满足。
There will be a complete joy.
我们的内心充满着喜乐。
When our inner heart is filled with joy.
啊，这是何等的美。
And this is so beautiful.
生活过得很喜乐。
That our life is filled with happiness.
不管情况怎么变，生活都很喜乐。
As we go through life, no matter how the circumstances change, we will continue to rejoice.
所以我们想想看，如果我们的生活有平安，有喜乐，有安息。
If today in our life we can find peace and rest and joy in our lives.
有力量。
And we have strength.
啊，这个生活就是好像活在地上好像天国。
Then we will live on earth as it is in heaven.
所以信主耶稣就是要让我们丰盛。
And so when we believe in Jesus Christ, it is to have a more abundant life.
要让我们恩典上富足。
So that our blessings may be full in Him.
这是第一个。
And this is the first.
第一个富足。
This is the first richness.
第二个富足。
And the second richness in Christ.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多，对不起，彼得后书。
Let's look at 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in a divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
这里说主耶稣要给我们极宝贵又极大的应许。
This records here that he will give us many great and precious promises.
这一种形容词啊，非常宝贵，非常大的应许。
This is an exceedingly great and precious promises.
是什么？
And what is it?
下面说，脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，得与神的性情有份。
It is to escape from the corruption of the world caused by the evil desires.
神要给我们的第二个富足，就是在神性上富足。
And the second richness that God will give us is the richness in godliness.
我们带有肉体。
And we have a fleshly body.
所以都带有罪性。
And so we will have the sinful nature.
因此这里情欲就是指的罪性。
And so when it's talking about evil desires, it's talking about sinful nature.
这个就是加拉太书第五章所提到的。
And it is as spoken in Galatians chapter 5.
恼怒。
There's anger.
仇恨。
Malice,
嫉妒,
jealousy,
纷争,
discord,
这个叫做情欲,
and this is called evil nature.
那这个情欲带给人是败坏,
and this will only bring corruption,
是没有盼望的,
and there is no hope.
所以带有肉体的人是没有盼望的,
and so a person with flesh has no hope.
为什么?
Why?
因为它里面有这个情欲,
because they have the evil desire with them.
让他天天犯罪。
So every day they are corrupted in sin.
不是他没有良心。
And it's not because they don't have a conscience.
每个人都有良心。
Everyone has a conscience.
但是良心没有力量。
But the conscience has no strength.
所以不好的一起去做。
And so they will continue to sin.
好的做不出来。
They cannot do the things that they want to do.
所以良心越强的罪恶感越深。
And so the better your conscience, the greater the feeling of sin and guilt.
因为人有罪性。
And because we have evil desire.
那一直我们找到了主耶稣。
And until we find Jesus Christ.
忽然间我们发现这是可以改变的。
Then we discover we have a way out of this corruption.
我们常常听人说不可能改变。
We often say that people say there's no way people can change.
人个性不可能改变。
That the evil nature can never be changed.
但是在主耶稣里面。
But actually in Jesus Christ.
我们就发现人可能改变。
That it is possible for humans to change.
如果你愿意追求，绝对可能改变。
If you're willing to pursue it, you will definitely be able to change.
为什么我们这么有信心？
And why do we have so much faith in this?
因为圣经给我们应许要跟神的性情有份。
Because the Bible has promised us that we will participate in His divine nature.
这个神的性情是圣洁公义。
And the divine nature of God, it is holiness and justice.
是慈悲又怜悯。
It is humble and meek.
是谦卑的。
And is merciful.
所以这个性情进到我们里面。
And so when this divine nature comes into us,
那这样的人就会渐渐改变。
This type of person will slowly change.
忽然间我们发现了， 我们自己的个性在改变。
All of a sudden, we find our character is changing.
我们的脾气在改变。
Our temper is changing.
我们跟人的关系在改变。
Our relationship with others are changing.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为神给我们丰盛的本性。
Because God will give us the full abundance of His divine nature.
所以在主耶稣里面，旧事已过，一切都变成新的。
And so in Christ, everything is new.
如果我们信了主耶稣，还说我没有办法改变。
If we believe in Jesus and then say we cannot change.
这个是因为我们没有在主耶稣里面。
That's because we're not in Christ.
那你想，我已经受洗，我难道不在主耶稣里面吗？
But then you'll wonder if I'm already baptized, am I not in Christ?
不错，受洗是名分上属于主耶稣。
Yes, if you're baptized in name only, you belong to Christ.
但是实质上，我们的心没有进到主耶稣的里面。
But in reality, you still have not stepped into Christ.
或者基督还没有充满在我们里面。
Perhaps Jesus Christ is not fully filled within us.
如果基督的爱充满在我们里面。
If Jesus Christ is filled within us.
我们就发现我们对一个人的看法会改变。
Then the way that we perceive others will be changing.
本来我们对这个人呢，觉得你可能有恨。
Originally, we may not like this person. We may hate him.
那个时候，因为我们带有肉体。
Because we have the fleshly body.
会有一个罪性。
We have an evil nature.
那这个基督的爱越来越多。
But as Jesus' love abounds in us.
到最后，我们看这个人，我们会觉得很可怜。
And then we can see this person differently. We'll feel mercy for this person.
为什么？
Why?
因为他活在罪里面。
Because this person is living in sin.
所以你会觉得他很可怜。
And so you will feel pity for him.
有罪的就是有病。
Because a person who has sin has an illness.
那病的人就是值得你可怜。
And a diseased person deserves our mercy.
所以我们看到一个人本来你觉得很讨厌的，后来你越来越同情他，这个就是改变。
And so if you, today you find a person you used to not like very much, but slowly you become sympathetic toward them, that means you are changing within you.
这个叫做神性上的富足。
And this is called the richness in the divine nature of God.
所以到最后我们会跟斯提凡一样。
And so at the end we shall be like Stephen.
虽然有人用石头打他。
And though people stone him.
他能够跪下来神啊赦免他们。
He will kneel down and pray on their behalf and say,
怎么办能做到这样呢？
Forgive them for they do not know what they are doing. How can he do this?
在神的性情上。
Because he is abundant of the divine nature of God.
所以信耶稣就是要让我们富足。
And so when we believe in Christ, it is for us to be abundant in his nature.
要变化做新人。
And so we can become a new creature in him.
从恨改变成爱。
From hate, hatred into love.
从讨厌变成怜悯。
From distastefulness into mercy.
不简单。
And this is very hard to
accomplish. 但是在基督的丰盛的神性，这确实可能的。
But in the, under the abundant nature of God, divine nature, we can accomplish this.
所以如果两个人呢、啊，在基督里面都在成长，怎么有可能会离婚呢？
And so if two people are growing both in Christ, how is it that they can divorce?
因为你看对方。
Because when you look at your partner,
如果他真的有很严重的缺点，到最后你很同情他。
Because as you see their weakness, then you'll start to empathize for them.
因为他被罪捆绑了。
Because they are bounded by sin.
我们为他祷告。
And so you will pray for them.
所以这样人际关系就能够和睦。
And then your interpersonal relationships will be improved.
所以基督的神性的丰盛要彻底改变一个人。
And so the full nature, divine nature of Christ shall form within us.
这个才是人类问题的答案。
And this is the solution, the answer for a human race.
人性需要改变才有希望。
For a human nature to change, then we can have hope.
人性如果没有改变是没有希望。
If the corrupt human nature does not change, then there will be no hope for us.
基督里一切都变成新。
In Jesus Christ, everything becomes new.
旧事已过。
And this is,
因为神给我们丰盛的本性。
Because God has given us a new nature.
第三个丰盛。
And the third richness in God.
我们看同样彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
11节。
Verse 11. And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这里说我们要丰丰盛盛的进到神的国。
It says here we shall enter the kingdom of God richly.
我们是在地上演戏啊，圣经这样讲啊。
The Bible says that when we are on this earth, it's like performing on a stage.
有的演两个钟头，有的演一个钟头。
Some will perform for 2 hours, some for 1 hour.
有的只有演几分钟。
Some will be only for a few minutes.
就下台了。
But then we will all need to leave the stage.
所以我们在讲那个看那个财主跟拉撒路的比喻。
So when you talk about the parable of the rich man and Lazarus.
请问到底谁很可怜？
We can ask the question, who is more pitiful?
当然以一般人来讲，拉萨路真可怜。
Most people consider Lazarus has a harder time.
如果我们生一个拉萨路，我们真的是心里会脆掉。
If today we were Lazarus, we would really be broken-hearted.
穷到没有东西吃，要从桌上掉下来。
Because we have nothing else to eat other than the crumbs from a rich man's table.
没有一个朋友，狗来舔他的肠，又生病。
We have no friend but dogs to lick our sores.
但那只是戏台上演戏。
But that is just a performance on a stage.
拉撒路下台了。
Because as Lazarus left the stage,
趴在亚伯兰的怀里。
He was put into the bosom of Abraham.
他是富足的。
He became rich.
但是真正可怜的是谁？
And so who is really the most pitiful here?
是那财主。
It is the rich man.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为他不知道那只是演戏。
Because that rich man was unaware he was just performing an act.
他以为那是永远的。
He thought this play was forever.
但是下台以后，
But coming down from the stage,
他连一滴水也没有。
He did not even have one drop of water.
在深渊里面。
He was in Hades.
又活着焚烧。
He was burned and tortured.
所以我们这里就可以了解。
And so we can understand here.
将来我们离开这个世界以后，
One day when we leave the world,
神怎么看我们，这很重要。
How will God look at us?
所以这里要叫我们在丰丰富富的进天国。
That is the most important. So when we want to go to heaven, we want to receive a rich welcome.
就是来世的富足。
And that is the richness in the life to come.
所以信耶稣就是要让我们丰富。
And so to believe in Jesus is to become rich.
恩典上富足。
In the grace of God.
神性上富足。
In the divine nature of God.
来世上富足。
That in richness in the coming glory.
那这个富足是用什么代价给我们的？
And so how was this richness paid for?
我们来看，回来看哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第八章。
Second Corinthians chapter 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你们知道主耶稣的恩典，他本来是富足的，却为你们成为贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。这里讲啊，我们成为富足是因为主耶稣的贫穷。
And here says that we are rich only because he became poor so that we might become rich.
那圣经又说他本来是富足的。
The Bible also says that Christ was very rich before.
什么叫他本来是富足？
Why does it mean that he, although he was rich previously?
因为他本来是神。
Because he originally was a God.
所以他住在天国里面。
And so he was living richly in the kingdom of heaven.
当主耶稣在天国里面。
And when Jesus Christ was in the kingdom of heaven,
他有丰盛的荣耀。
He had abundant glory.
我们从来没有看过。
We never seen that glory before.
如果我们真的看到天国的荣耀，
But if we view that glory in heaven,
你会对神非常的羡慕。
You will feel very admiration for that glory.
那在天国里面，千万的天使在服侍他。
And so many thousands and thousands of angels are serving him.
他坐在至高的宝座。
He sits in the highest place.
他是没有缺欠的。
He has no debt.
丰富的。
He is full of abundance.
丰富的权柄。
He has full authority and power.
但是却为我们成为贫穷。
But now he has become poor.
我们来看那个第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
好，哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
十六节。
Verse 16. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
这个十六节啊，从今以后不凭外貌啊，这中文就叫外貌。
In Chinese, it says not from a worldly point of view, it says from outward appearance.
World point of view 这个在 NIV 了。
Yeah.
对 ，New King James 说肉体 flesh。
New King James is from a fleshly point of view.
也就是说，这个外貌就是说主耶稣带有肉体。
And so, from a fleshly point of view, Jesus had a flesh.
那所以当时的人凭着外貌认耶稣。
And so others judged Jesus based on his flesh.
就把主耶稣丢弃了。
And so they ignored him.
没有家世背景。
He had no prestige or reputation.
他很会讲道，但是一看到木匠的儿子，听不下去了。
He had no status, and so though he was able to preach so well, they thought a carpenter's son, they despised him.
三十岁。
No, he was 30 years old.
但是圣经说他好像根出于干地。
But the Bible said he was like a shoot out of the ground.
也就是说缺乏水分，他活在世界上看起来很衰老。
And that shoot meant that it was lacking water. He looks very old.
哦，他是无学的小民。
That he is a little known person.
啊，无学，没有受过什么教育。
Not educated whatsoever.
他是没有放枕头的地方。
And no place to lay his head.
你进来的这样，等于他无家可归。
Homeless beggar.
这个叫做贫穷。
And this is called poor.
主耶稣是天上的神。
And though Jesus Christ was the King in heaven,
他甘心降世为人。
He was willing to come down into earth.
那这样来付出我们得救的赎价。
To become the lowest sacrifice to pay for our sins.
到最后变成挂在好像罪人挂在十字架。
Then like a sinner, he was crucified, nailed onto the cross.
所以今天呢，我们常常在想哦，往上爬大家都要，往下降谁愿意？
And so many of us today would like to climb upward. No one wants to climb downward.
大家都希望变成中产阶级、上层阶级。
Everyone wants to be in the upper middle class or in the highest class.
这个叫做美国梦。
And this is the dream of America.
然后我们大家都很愿意躲在那个很舒服的圈子里面。
And so everyone wants to enjoy being comfortable in the first class.
这个叫做人性。
And this is the human nature.
但是有一天，如果我们离开了那个舒服的环境往下降。
But one day, if we were to be kicked out of this first class environment,
那个叫做神性。
And then we will be called divine nature.
所以照着人性，我们很自私，都为着自己。
So as human nature, we're selfish. We want to be in that highest class.
所以我们没有办法感动人呢。
And so we can't touch others.
因为我们照着一般人的生活方式在生活。
Because we live the same way as the other worldly people do.
但是如果有一个人，他愿意照着神性来生活。
But if a person wants to live according to his divine nature,
他就像主耶稣一样啊。
Then he'll be like Jesus.
从丰富下来，进到变成贫穷。
He will choose poverty over richness.
从高变成低。
From the high status to a low status.
从尊贵变成卑贱。
From a noble status to a ignoble status.
为着主耶稣的救恩。
In order for the sake of the gospel salvation.
那这样的人就能够感动人了。
And this type of person will touch others.
所以今天我们数算神的恩典。
Today when we count his blessings.
当然这是需要的。
Yes, this is what we need to do.
但是我们要思想。
But we need to consider.
主的爱。
The love of Jesus.
为着我们从高变成低。
That when for the sake of his love for us,
he
brought himself low.
他的爱感动。
To be touched by the love of Jesus Christ.
这样我们的生活才会改变的。
Then our life will change.
如果我们没有被神的爱感动。
If we're not moved by the love of Christ.
我们大家都停留在舒服的窝子里面了，大家都不愿意牺牲。
We'll continue to stay stagnant in our level of comfort and never change.
所以神性啊，会让一个人感动。
And so divine nature will move and touch the hearts.
一个充满神性的人会感动别人。
A person who is filled with the divine nature of God will touch others.
这个就是我们努力的目标。
And this is our goal.
从一个普通的人要变成一个神性充满的人。
From a normal human person into a person filled with the divine nature of God.
这种属灵的改变很重要。
And this spiritual renewal is extremely important.
那我们到底怎么能够真的成为富足呢？
So how can we really become rich?
主耶稣已经变成贫穷了。
Jesus has already become poor for our sakes.
就是我们觉得自己，为什么我信耶稣这么久，好像你讲的那些富足我都没有体验到呢？
If today you feel like I believe in Jesus for a long time and all the richness you just talked about I have not experienced.
原来我们要经历这个富足，需要经历过第二种贫穷。
Then we need to realize that we need to, in order to experience this richness, we need to go through a second poverty.
第一个贫穷是主耶稣的贫穷。
The first poverty is the poverty of Jesus Christ.
第二个贫穷。
The second poverty
是我们本身的贫穷。
Is our own poverty.
让我们愿意经历过贫穷，我们才会成为富足。
Only if we become poor can we become rich.
我们看马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣来世界第一句话是什么？
And what is the first word spoken out of Jesus' mouth?
天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
就是神的国近了。
And as the kingdom of God is at hand.
主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里。
Jesus Christ says the kingdom of God is right in your heart.
这些富足都是在神的国里面。
All this abundance and grace is in the kingdom of God.
但是第一节、第二节说，虚心的人有福了。
Verse 3 says,
第三节，对不起。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
也就是说，我们人要虚心。
And so we need to have a poor heart.
用英文来讲，就是心灵要贫穷。
And so poor in spirit.
如果我们心灵没有办法贫穷哦，我们就没有办法经历主耶稣里面的富足。
Unless we become poor in spirit, we shall never experience the richness in Christ.
这个是很难的。
And this is very difficult.
所以信耶稣，为什么我没有办法成为富足
？And so, how can we not be rich in Jesus Christ?
因为我们不够贫穷。
Because we're not poor enough in spirit.
不是肉体，是我们的心灵不够贫穷。
It's because not in flesh, but in our spirit, we're not poor enough.
有谁的心真的贫穷，他就要在主里真的富足。
If your heart is really poor in spirit, then you'll really be rich in Christ.
这个很难的。
And this is very difficult.
所以最难的不是外面的困难。
And so the most difficult thing is not the challenges we face outside.
最难是在我们的心里面。
The most difficult is within our heart.
怎么在很富足的环境里面，我的心会感觉到很贫穷？
How can we feel that poorness in spirit when we live in such rich, abundant, luxurious surroundings?
如果能够做到这一点。我们就在基督里面富足了。
If we can accomplish this, then we can be rich in Christ.
我们来看腓立比书。
Let's look at Philippians.
腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians
3. 腓立比书第三章。
Philippians
3. 第四节一直到第八节。
Verse 4 to verse 8. Though I myself have reasons for such confidence, if anyone thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to law, a Pharisee. Verse 6. As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. Verse 7. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Verse 8, what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things.
这里啊，圣经里面在讲靠着肉体，我们就很难了解。
And so if we consider confidence in flesh, what does that mean?
但如果看英文就很清楚， confidence of flesh, 就是从肉体的条件所带来一种自信心。
And that is the pride in the fleshly glories.
所以保罗说，如果要靠肉体啊，有这个从肉体来的信心呢、啊，我是很多的。
And so Paul says, if I need to boast and brag about myself, yeah, I have a lot of things I can brag about.
法利赛人
I am a Pharisee.
这个有社会阶级的。
And this has a societal status.
律法的义，我守一条，没有一条没有守。
I'm a legalistic, righteous person. I never committed any violate any law.
热心，没有人比我更热心，我去逼迫耶稣。
I am so zealous. I persecuted the church.
好。还有，如果社会地位，他是工会的议员。
He was also a council. He was also a council member.
那如果论教育，他是加玛列门下教出来的。
He was a disciple of Gamaliel.
所以，甚至他在受审判的时候，那个审判官也说：“啊，你学问太大了，癫狂了。”
So even though, even when he was judged. The others remarked that he was so educated, he was insane.
所以这些人世间所有的条件，保罗都有。
And so all the human credentials, Paul had every one of them.
但是第八节，他信了耶稣以后，说我将万事看为粪土。
Yet after Paul converted to Christ, he said he treated everything as rubbish.
那个万事是什么？
And what is that all things?
那个万事就是我们刚刚所读的这些。
And these are all the things we just read.
法利赛人的身份。
The Pharisee.
工会的议员。
A Hebrew of Hebrews.
加玛列人门下受教。
A disciple of a renowned Gamaliel.
律法的热心。
He was a legalistic, righteous person.
这些都像粪土，把它丢掉。
All these became rubbish in front of Jesus Christ.
丢掉了以后，人的心就空虚了。
And after they were trashed, His heart became pure.
空了。
Emptied.
空了就是虚啊，就是贫穷。
And emptiness means poor.
那基督就进得来。
And then Jesus can enter his heart.
基督进得来，人就会变丰盛啊。
And so when Jesus enters your heart, you'll become rich.
所以今天不是说你要变卖所有分给变卖所有变成穷人。
And so today we're not saying you sell all your possessions become a poor person.
也就是我们在心态上啊，需要把这个世界的东西放在一旁。
That in this life, we need to put aside the worldly things that we consider of value.
这个跟今天国都没有关系的。
Because these have no bearing on entering kingdom heaven.
这都是神的恩典。
Yes, these are all the grace of God.
把这个放到一旁，心才会空。
But unless you put aside these worldly things, your heart cannot become poor.
然后人才会谦卑。
And then you can become humble.
那我们心灵才会贫穷。
And then you'll feel that poorness in spirit.
我们就能够变成富足。
Then we can become rich in God.
这个是很难。
And this is difficult.
这一点做得到,
but if we can accomplish, achieve this objective, then we can become abundant in God.
所以最困难的不是外面的,
and so the most difficult thing is not the outside.
最困难是我们的心变成贫穷,
but it is for our heart to become poor in spirit.
那我们就要成为富足,
and then we shall become rich.
这是主耶稣的恩典,
and this is the grace of God.
因为他的贫穷, 我们可以成为富足,
because of his poverty, we can become rich.
这是我们的目标。
And this is our goal.
好，我们来唱一首诗。
Please sing him.
492首。
492.